Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
What's up? What is your story involving sleep? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Douglas. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Hey, remind me to never drive a car with Rory as a passenger because that is bad luck right there.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, I'm an Uber driver, I'd be like, is your name Rory? If they say no, like, all right, hop in.
Yeah, his rating's like a zero.
So, my wife, prior to our second child, used to walk in her sleep, sit up in her sleep, talk in her sleep, all kinds of stuff.
Was this pretty much an every night kind of thing?
It was every night.
How long did it take you to get used to that when you first start dating? By the time you're married, like, you know what's going on. But when you first start dating, how weird was it to you?
So, honestly, it wasn't that weird because she was my first girlfriend for a while. Then I had to get reused to it after we got married because she went to the Peace Corps, I went to the Navy, and we got back together after a few years.
Then you're like, oh, God, that's right.
It took me a while.
Well, what is she discussing in her sleep? That's always an interesting topic.
Never anything coherent.
Okay.
But the one thing, and the one thing that this story is about, is when I woke up to her stalking me in the face just as hard as she could.
And she tried to convince you she was sleeping, right?
Well, no. So I wake up, understandably in shock and slightly angry, and I see my wife, my dearest love, just over me, fist clenched. You copied over my file of Zelda.
Oh, no.
We both played way too many video games, and apparently she had a dream where I deleted her save file. So her response was to punch me in the jaw.
Aha. Damn. Just like any other rational video game player.
Yes.
Hey, man, you put a lot of hours in on that game.
I understand. I'm just saying that seems like an awfully violent response to copying over Zelda.
I don't believe that I have slept and walked lately, but I have before.
Sure.
I mean, many times. I woke up in the middle of the yard, just sitting there with my legs crossed, sitting there with in my boxer shorts, no shirt on. Thank God it was the summertime. Started to rain lightly, and that kind of shook me out of it.
Here's my question.
Went inside.
Do you ever sit with your legs crossed normally?
No.
That's what I find weirdest about the story. It's like, and then you sat in a position that you never sit in.
Right. In the middle of my yard. In the front of my yard.
In your underwear.
In my underwear. I woke up, and I was like, it's raining. And I'm like, why am I sitting out here? And I had in my mind, I still had a perfectly good explanation for it based on my dream that I was having when I was there.
Sure.
So even though I was kind of
when you want to attach logic to a dream, sure.
That's why I'm out here. But it didn't make sense because the dream was all over the place.
What were you dreaming about that made sense in the moment that you're sitting cross-legged in your underwear in your front yard?
I was doing yard work or something.
In your underwear?
Outside, yeah. I mean, I was out in the yard doing something.
Okay, all right, I got you.
Can't remember what it was exactly, but I definitely had a mission that I was on, and I'm not sure what that was.
Yard work.
Well, it was probably part of the whole thing, you know. Like,
maybe your brain just triggered when you realized you were sitting in the yard.
Could be.
It was the rain. As soon as the rain started coming,
it's a dream.
Tell me, he's doing yard work.
Sleep, eat. I've been known to do that.
Sure.
I will wake up with a pillowcase covered in peanut butter or whatever the hell I stuck my finger in. Sometimes, like as you would say, Ted, it's a shot of mustard in my hand.
I like mustard.
Just a condiment that I just threw in my mouth.
I mean, I know I'm eating mustard, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, whatever it is. I'm like, I don't have anything.
Right.
I mean, if I had whipped cream, I'd just be like.
Got two cans at home, dog.
What is your story involving sleep? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Gary. Welcome to the men's room.
Caw-caw. There it is. My story involves working the graveyard shift.
All right.
I was a network engineer who was responsible for overseeing the internet connections at a large warehouse business. And the connection went down, so of course, your point of sale and everything that's responsible for the financial transactions was down. So I had to call the internet company. And as I was opening a ticket after waiting for 25 minutes to get through, about a third of the way through getting all the information, the other person on the line fell asleep on me. And, like, loud snoring. I had this on speakerphone, and I called my coworker over. I was like, dude, check this out. And just on speakerphone blasting throughout the office. I'm like, no, this can't be good. Because first off, it took me 25 minutes to get through. So I recorded that little bit, and as shift turnover, I report to my vice president. Because we had to call again, and ended up being they were down for an hour and a half or something like that because we had to reconnect with somebody. So I ended up reporting this to my vice president. She gets a hold of the internet service provider account team. Whole lot of bad stuff happened on the back end. I ended up finding out that we got reimbursed a little over $10,000 for this fiasco.
Damn. Wow. We had a listener fall asleep on us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I understand kept checking, that.
I mean, he was on hold for a little while.
He was on hold, yeah.
We checked it back in on him. He was snoring.
Through like, the whole show.
Yeah, but you're like, let's just put him on hold and we'll see if he wakes up.
Or... I think he made it until like 4:45. Oh, yeah. He called during the question of the day, and we went to emails.
But, you could hear him snoring.
Oh, he was out.
I don't even think we ever made contact with him.
No,
he reached out to us like through an email or something, like, hey, man, I was a dude that fell asleep. I was just really tired or something. But that was
connect with the guys. Find the men's room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the men's room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day, but first,
time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room. The Ted Nugent.
Ted Chef is in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. You know, the old head chef's been known to have a beverage himself.
You don't say.
Yeah. Sometimes it gets hungover, and there's a lot of different foods people enjoy. And I think some people have like a go-to hangover meal. To me, it kind of depends on the day of the week.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Like, sure.
If it's a Sunday, you probably have different options. You might go to a brunch. You might go to a diner, something like that. During the week, I know if I'm really hurting, there's one place I could walk down the street and actually get a BLT with bacon that's not microwaved. And like that.
That's a game changer. Do they put avocado on that?
Not at this place.
Okay.
Only because I don't think they have avocados.
Gotcha.
Is that the place right on, like, basically across the street from you, essentially?
Just down where across where the old Subway was. It's in a parking garage.
Oh, okay. So you know it's good.
Yeah.
Look, man, if you're hungover and I see a restaurant in a parking garage, I'm like, that is the place probably go.
Pull over.
Right. I have a buddy that his building's right down there, and one of his friends that he works with goes there every day for lunch. They're supposed to have, they have other Asian delicacies.
I've walked by it a million times. I've never been in.
Get in. So this is kind of state by state, more region. So there's a few states on here, but regionally. What region would you like to start with? The West Coast, Rocky Mountains, Southwest?
How about the Rocky Mountains?
Rocky Mountain region. All right.
Omelets.
They included six different states there, but they only came up with one famous hangover food, and that is the Idaho-style finger steaks.
Finger steaks.
Yeah, they're strips of steak that are battered and deep fried.
Okay.
So there's steak tips and this and that, but some places you just get like steak strips.
Yeah.
Like as an appetizer.
So they're basically what, like the size of French fries, I guess, but it's steak instead of potato?
Correct. They're just going to be a little thicker because they're steak.
Steak, sure.
Oh. Looking at them right now.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that before.
That looks really, and it looks like a good hangover food.
It does.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, like that again. I should say to this list, a lot of this is kind of there's a thin line or same line between drunk food and hangover food. Because you're right, that looks like good hangover food. That also looks like something you want to eat if you're sitting in that bar watching football.
Or it could be a preventative situation too. Like you could either have a hangover or you're trying to kill one before it gets too bad.
Yeah, that'd probably be a good meal to eat before you start, really, if you know you're going to pound down the drinks. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Again, a lot of times I think food, when you're drinking, just involves where you are. Because you can go to a nice restaurant, have some cocktails or whatever, right. You know, depending on what kind of bar you're in and if there's sports on. I mean, like, there's one bar I used to go to all the time. And, like, if football was on, we would just order the greasiest whatever stuff they had. If right. not, we would just get normal food.
Right.
All right, let's try the Northeast. I showed this to Mike earlier. He was not familiar with it. One of my favorite products in the world, pork roll.
Okay.
New Jersey, they love the pork roll sandwich. I would say also made famous by, what's that, the band Ween. Pork roll, egg, and cheese.
Hmm.
Right. Yeah.
Ween. I don't even know the last time I've heard that name.
Essentially fried bologna on a sandwich. Back to the BLT, just sort of replace the bacon with the bologna.
It is. And Mike was asking me what pork roll is. Like, I grew up eating Taylor ham. It's basically just fancier spam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know?
Basically.
It kind of smells the same. In Massachusetts, do you know what their hangover go-to is?
Lobster rolls.
It's a lobster rolls.
No. What, come on. What's more Massachusetts than that?
Chowder.
Duncan.
Oh, Duncan.
Okay.
Duncan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just anything Duncan. From Duncan.
Connecticut, New York City. I love this one. Bacon, egg, and cheese on a bagel.
Hmm.
Upstate New York is the garbage plate.
Yep.
Which, again, you lived up there. I don't know if the garbage plate is for the next day or just like, I'm hammered. Let's get a garbage plate.
It is both of those. It is both of those.
Yeah.
It is a late night meal or it is the, oh, God, we drank too much last night meal.
All right, let's see. In the South and Southeast, I mean, you can pretty much guess this one. Again, in Georgia, most of the South. Waffle House.
Yep, yep, yep. And again, that's a place people go when they're hammered. It's a place where people go when they're hungover.
Biscuits show up a lot on the list here, too. So if you're in North Carolina, they want to go to Bojangles. They like their biscuits.
Ooh, that's a strong call.
Also, good fried chicken.
They do. And honestly, last time I was in Bojangles, because I was in Winston-Salem. And I'm pretty sure you can just get two biscuits that have like cinnamon and butter on them or something.
Yeah, your best opportunity to go to a Bojangles if you ever have a layover in Atlanta. They've got one in the airport.
Let's see. But over in South Carolina, they like Callie's biscuits.
Callie's. I don't know that I know Callie's.
I don't know that name either. I'm guessing it's kind of regional to there. There's a noodle soup in Louisiana called Yaka Mean.
Really?
Yeah.
Soup when I'm hungover does not sound like my go-to.
Well, pho. You know, that's...
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
I will say this. There's a lot of... Most of my Asian friends that I know... They eat a very hot, spicy soup if they're that hungover.
Really?
Yeah.
Like sweat it out kind of thing?
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Let's see. Miles, West Virginia.
It's either going to be tuner's biscuits or pepperoni rolls.
Pepperoni rolls. You nailed it earlier with Kentucky. It's the hot brown.
The hot brown.
Right.
What exactly is the hot brown?
It's an open-faced meat sandwich smothered in cheese sauce. Basically, it's like a piece of bread. They put on like thick turkey, like you've carved it off the bird.
Yeah.
And then they cover, I think, a tomato or two tomatoes, and then cheese sauce.
Okay.
It's also very famous at the Kentucky Derby. When that race starts up, you'll hear about the hot brown, and then, of course, you'll hear about the mint julep.
Mint julep, yep.
All right, what about the Midwest? All right, look, Wisconsin, you're going to know it again. Good drunk food, hangover.
Cheese curds.
Cheese curds. I would assume if they're eating them hungover, probably fried. And as somebody that's been to Milwaukee, you can't get a Bloody Mary without one.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'm not a huge Bloody Mary guy. Wisconsin, especially Milwaukee, that town does it correct.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it was very good. Miles, again, you're on fire today. In Ohio, it's the Cincinnati chili.
Mm-hmm.
Chili.
It's Skyline chili.
Yep. In Nebraska, it's the Runza sandwiches.
What the hell is that?
They say they're kind of like a hot pocket filled with ground beef, onion, and sauerkraut.
Doesn't sound bad.
You know what? Yeah, I'd kill that. Mm-hmm. So that sounds like a very good
anything
hangover
in a pocket
food.
Typically is pretty good.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm looking at a picture of it. It does look pretty damn good.
Oh, boy.
That looks like a cheesesteak in a pepperoni roll. Wow, that looks really good.
Let's see. We're going over the most famous hangover foods across the U.S. in the Southwest. We'll start in Texas. If anybody's ever been to Texas, you know people love...
Barbecue.
Breakfast tacos.
Oh, all right. Really? Well, that too. Well, you take the leftover barbecue and you just put it in the taco, right?
I mean, look, you're not wrong. I think that's how a lot of it starts is you have leftover brisket and everything.
Sure.
But like my buddy Kyle for the podcast, he's down in Austin now and he's like, you have no idea that like the top two things in that town are barbecue and the breakfast tacos.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah. And once you go there, you live on them. They love them. Oklahoma, they go to Ron's Hamburger and Chili. That makes sense. New Mexico, Huevos Rancheros.
Okay.
And Sonora hot dog, Sonoran hot dogs in Arizona. That's a hot dog with pinto beans, tomatoes, salsa, and other toppings. And then when we go out west, the last little region there, California, breakfast burritos, which personally, breakfast burrito is one of my go-to hungover meals.
It is a solid hangover dish, yeah.
Hawaii, it's that loco moco, the rice and gravy with a burger patty and an egg on top.
Good stuff.
Thank you, Head Chef. Shot of the Day is coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
What is your story involving sleep? 206-803-ROCK.
Couple of quick texts. When I was 20, that was 23 years ago, I happened to have a 2-bar Xanax in my possession due to stealing it from my grandmother. I wasn't worried. She was a pill hoarder. So I decided to take half of it at work one morning while working at a sweatshop putting zippers together. Well, every once in a while, someone would come wake me up to have me do something or get it done. But otherwise, fastest shift I had in 8 years. I guess if you sleep through it, that'll speed it up.
Well, yeah.
And I like this guy. Says, I fell asleep at a softball field years ago under the dugout bench. Woke up to the coach of one of the teams getting ready for a game that day. That's the main reason I don't drink Sailor Jerry's anymore.
Ooh, good idea. Okay. I had an early morning shift back in the day when I started doing radio. And it was brutal on me because it was 6 o'clock on Sunday morning.
Right.
Now, sometimes I would work the overnight, which was easier to go at midnight and then be done at 6 or 8 o'clock in the morning. Getting up that early as an 18-year-old kid on a Sunday morning after a Saturday night when you're living in your first apartment.
Yeah, come on.
Not the easiest thing in the world. Keep in mind that, again, unfortunately, we say this all the time, this is before the days of cell phones. So I get in my car. The radio station that I was working at, not typically the radio station that I listened to.
Sure.
Yeah. It was a top 40 radio station. I was very happy to work there, but there was a rock station in town. I'm a rock guy. I'm listening to the rock station. So one morning, I turn on the radio of the station I'm going to, and there's nothing on the air. Now, keep in mind, I'm probably 25 minutes, 30 minutes away from the radio station.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, that's weird. Something's got to be a little crazy there. Get to work, walk in, and it's just dead air. So I grab a couple CDs, put them on, hit the board, and they start. And I'm like, okay, well, that means the tower is still operational.
Right, right.
There's nothing from an engineering standpoint that needs to be done. The bottom line is the person who's supposed to be working the overnight, and I did not know who this person or where they were. I didn't know who was working that night. I knew everybody that worked there.
Yeah.
I didn't know who was working that night, right? So I'm knocking on the door. There's one office that's locked, and I'm trying to see, like, okay, who is working this shift? And there was a girl who was working the overnight, and she also helped with the news department. She went into the girl's bathroom, and she fell asleep on the toilet.
Damn.
The last place that I looked was the woman's bathroom.
Yeah,
I'm
generally,
not going
yeah.
to knock in the woman's bathroom. So, like, I kind of pushed it open, and I heard, oh, wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. So I closed it. And it was Debbie. And I was like, Debbie, are you okay? Are you sick? Are you all right? She's like, I'm fine. How long was I in there? And I said, I don't know. And she's like, listen, she's like, I need your help. And I'm like,
oh, boy,
you need my help. And she's like, my legs are asleep. And I was like, and I was like, all right, well.
What are you supposed to do? Like, just wait it out,
I
man.
I was like, all right, okay.
Yeah, just move them.
Yeah, well, just wait a second.
She was still in the toilet.
I know, but
still, she couldn't get off. All right. So she was a little bit older than me.
She was, okay. Gotcha. All right.
All right. But she just fell asleep on the toilet.
Ew, man.
So she ended up being able to pull her pants up, but she could only pull them up to like her thighs where the bowl was.
Mm.
So I went in, I opened the, she's like, just help me up. So I reached in and I lifted her up with one hand off the toilet. She stood up and then she put her pants on real quick. And I'm like, are you okay? Are you sick? What's going on? She's like, I fell asleep. And I was like, how long have you been asleep? She's like, I don't know. She's like, I don't remember when I walked in here. I was like, she's like, I just fell asleep.
You're talking like, it's 6 a.m. now.
Yeah,
exactly. Give me a gauge.
Exactly, like your shift is done. So I went in there and started Casey Kasem up, and then she kind of cleaned up and was like, hey, is, you know, I'm like, I'm not saying a word. Nobody heard anything. Like, it's not a big deal. You fall asleep. It's the overnight. I get it. I'm not going to tell anybody that you fell asleep on the toilet at work. Don't worry about that. So, of course, immediately when I go to the bar, dude, Debbie fell asleep on the toilet at work. Can you believe that? On the toilet. Wow, who does that? Because I never heard of that before.
We had a situation, not in this building, a previous building, at one of the other stations, but we just got roped into this. So we came in on a regular Monday or whatever, and Hair Club was still here. And he goes, hey, man, did you guys give the overnight shift at our sister station a bottle of tequila? We said, no, we didn't. He goes, well, let me tell you a quick story. I get a call because whoever was coming, basically you, the 6 a.m. shift person, it was Saturday into Sunday. So the person who shows up at Sunday at 6 a.m., they come to work, same thing. There's nothing on the station. It's a pretty big station with a powerful signal. There's nothing going on. When they, it was the person who came in for maybe like the noon shift or something. What had happened was they had stolen a bottle of tequila out of our office. All right.
Mm-hmm.
They drank said bottle. It was the board op person, I believe his girlfriend. And they drank the bottle of tequila, and then they passed out. So whatever was supposed to go on air was not going on air. Then the person that came in to relieve them woke them up. They laugh about it, point out they have a bottle of tequila. Then that person imbibed in our bottle of tequila, and then that person passed out. Okay? So it keeps going. So then the next person that comes in at like noon or whatever the hell discovers three people pass the hell out from our bottle. Oh, they all got fired. I mean, it was a big thing, but... After that, Hair Club was like, look, either lock your office or hide the booze. And, but my whole thing was, I said, look, I don't care what happened at that station. That's their problem. They stole my goddamn booze.
Right.
That pissed me off.
That was like expensive tequila, too.
It was, man, because I was going to beat the hell out of him.
It's like a $50 bottle of tequila.
He said, we've already fired
him. There's something else to that story, too. They, like, leave and go to a bar.
It was ridiculous.
Right.
I will say this. When I was in Baltimore working that 6 a.m. shift, there was a lot of Saturday nights I blatantly would just go to the studio and sleep in the studio next door. Because I was like, oh, I see where this night's headed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the move, man. Like, sleep under the conference table.
Well, the difference between that.
Yeah, because it was just easier for somebody like Miles, who's done his shift, to just be like, hey, Ted, all right, you're up.
That's what we would do. Honestly, you'd come in drunk.
Debbie was on the air.
Oh, God, she was an on-air person?
Yeah, at that point in time, you're on the air.
Yeah, we were not on the
she's
air.
She's playing CDs. There's no automation system. She's rocking the house, or maybe not.
I guess she was.
She's rocking the bathroom. That was another thing I didn't tell about that story. When she got up, I realized that I could smell her.
Oh!
Yeah, because I think she kind of panicked, and she was just trying to get up. I don't think she realized.
So her poop had been sitting in the toilet the whole time she was asleep.
I don't think she realized that she hadn't finished the job, if you don't
know. Oh, God! Because
She was so startled that she fell asleep on the toilet, and then she couldn't get up off
so
the
So she never even wiped her ass?
I don't think she did, no. I mean, that's my belief. Because she was pulling her pants up.
You didn't think to ask? Hey, before you pull your pants up, man, please wipe your ass.
Well, she was like, help me. And I'm like, okay.
Well, wipe your ass first, and I will help.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, the first thing she did was start pulling up her pants, because I could see her doing it under the stall. And I was like, yeah, I don't think you wiped your butt. Either that or you did. Maybe you didn't poop. Maybe it was just a very long pee.
Want more of the Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on radio.com.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for... Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Well, ahoy there. The lovely Taryn Daly in the house.
It's funny that you say ahoy, because yesterday I took a dip in the Puget Sound, not on purpose.
Oh, no. What?
Oh,
What do you mean?
Would you fall out of the boat crabbing?
Kind of. Not crabbing. But Ted knows I hate cold water more than anything. Like, I have had people carry me over water before because I don't like being cold. And so my dad decided yesterday when I was dropping the kid off, because they watch him on Mondays, he was like, well, why don't we go really quickly for a tubing adventure? And I was like, okay, yeah, that sounds fun. Me and the three-year-old, you know?
Sure.
Life jackets on, we do the whole thing. And it's one of those giant luxury tubes with the back, you know? And we start going, and I can tell immediately my dad is not going fast enough because he is, you know, afraid for his grandson.
Of course.
Like, Dad, pick up the pace. I'm giving him the thumbs up, go, go. He's not. He takes a really slow turn. We lose slack on the line, and when the slack picks back up, the whole nose of the tube just goes down. And my kid has never been in, like, that kind of open water before.
Yeah.
I have not been in that kind of open water in many years. And so he is crying and freaking out. I'm screaming all sorts of expletives that everyone on the shore can hear. And this is, like, before lunchtime. I mean, this is how my day started.
This is family awful. Time.
So I hand the kid to my daddy, pulls him on the boat, and I literally swam all the way back to shore.
Oh, really?
How far out were you?
I mean, not close.
By the time you got back, the water probably felt great.
Oh my God. And it was freezing yesterday. I mean, it was like, if I was out there much longer, I probably would have started hyperventilating a little bit. So yes, ahoy, ahoy.
Yes, ahoy.
Why did you swim all the way back? I mean, the boat obviously was
here's
closer.
The thing. It's not really like a recreation boat. It's like more of like a fishing boat. So it didn't have a ladder. And I do not have the upper body strength to pull myself on that boat. So I was like, just save the kid. I will take care of myself.
How was the kid when he got back to
shore? Oh, God, he was so upset. And then, of course, my dad's like, well, we have to go one more time because you don't want him to be traumatized by this experience. And I'm like, I'm traumatized by this experience.
Right, exactly.
So we got back on. We did like one loop. And I was like, yay, tubing. And then I went to work. So thanks, Dad.
Did you have a better time at Mike's Chili Parlor on Sunday?
Oh, my God. Mike's was great. You guys throw such a good party. I'm already excited for the next one. We'll travel. We'll travel wherever you guys are. I will be there.
Nice.
Yes. All right.
We're going to do it in the water. Here comes Taryn swimming up to it.
Oh, God.
So what do we got? We got some cover songs today.
Yes. These are 10 of the most covered songs in music history.
Okay. So
that doesn't include like Happy Birthday and the Star-Spangled Banner, right?
Yes. These are just well-known songs from popular culture that everyone knows that have been covered many, many a time.
So these are the most covered songs in history on Sit and Spin. Number 10. Eleanor Rigby. All right, we know the Beatles.
Yep.
I've heard, Ray Charles. I've heard his version.
I think this might be the one we're playing, Mikey, is it?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's my favorite version. Right. I'm Black. This is the one we played in my home. In fact, I didn't know. I thought the Beatles covered Ray Charles because I grew up hearing this, right?
Oh, yeah.
My dad's like, no, dumbass, the Beatles wrote the song. Ray just did it cool. I'm like, my bad.
It is very cool.
It is a real great version.
Mm.
It just makes you sad.
Hey, the song's not the real uplifting one to begin with.
No, it's not.
It's not, but the Beatles kind of pulled the Phil Collins where you don't know it's depressing. You know, they're still kind of bopping. Then Ray's
lonely
like,
people, ain't that cool?
Right.
Yeah. Lonely people.
Dying alone in a house. People don't know the day. Right. And the body's in there for 2.5 days.
Lonely people.
Gosh. Welfare check. Lonely people.
These are the 10 most covered songs in history. Number
9. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Oh, yeah.
And this house just ain't no home anytime she goes away.
His manager just passed away the other day.
Really?
Yeah, West Virginia's finest, Bill Withers.
Is he from West Virginia?
Oh, yeah.
How many I knows are in this song?
He knows.
And do the coverers do as many I knows?
I think you have to.
You better. Because
that's the one part of the song everyone knows.
Yes.
Kind of like, are you okay, Annie? Are you okay? We never find out. Same thing.
She never answers.
But he knows.
If you have to ask that much, she ain't okay.
So who covered Bill Withers?
Mike, hit us.
This is awful.
Thanks for the warning.
It's dark.
Oh! It's oh, yeah. I love this song.
Mike, this is awful. Ted,
I love it.
Well, he uses the hook. He still raps.
This would be DMX.
What you know about this, Mike? He does it.
R.I.P. DMX.
Who turned out the lights? Now you don't want to fight, but you be playing.
Wait.
There's a lot of editing going on here. Bill Withers, like, what are you doing? My song. You made my song dirty.
X used a lot of different words frequently.
I see. Oh, yeah.
Took some creative liberties on this one.
That's just how he talked.
Yeah.
This is not creative to DMX. This is DMX like, oh, yeah, I can do this.
Whoever, who listens to a song goes, you know, this needs a lot of cuss words.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine all the mother people.
Does that count as a cover, though? Does he just use the hook?
I don't know. I mean, I guess you sample it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
These are the most covered songs in history on Sit and Spin.
Number eight. There is a house in New Orleans.
They call it's the Animals doing the original.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Been covered many a time.
Very talented Animals.
I actually, when I went to Tori Amos, laugh if you will, she covered this song a couple weeks ago.
Really?
Out of Chateau. Yeah.
Was it good?
It was great. Okay. I thought it was fantastic. She can do some rap.
Yeah, but how many bottles of wine did you have at that point?
You know, a handful.
All right.
A small handful.
I've heard a
Rose
lot of
all day.
I've heard a lot of reviews at Chateau St. Michel. Every show is great. No one had a bad, except for the next morning.
Anyway. That's true.
Yes. So, who's the cover?
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the Rising Sun.
Normally, people cover his songs.
And it's been
the easy to sing this good.
Dylan?
It is.
This is Dylan?
Yeah.
You can understand him.
I know.
I'm not being funny, but like, yeah.
I always have this theory that you cover a Bob Dylan song and you make it better. No disrespect to Bob Dylan. He's the greatest songwriter of our time. But people really can spin a Bob Dylan song.
I have a ton of Bob Dylan in my collection. I've never heard him sing in this register.
No.
Ever. I did not know this was his voice.
It's clear. It's concise.
I did not know he had the ability to do it.
I didn't either.
Huh.
That's what I figured.
He sounds like he's like the white buckwheat.
With
the damn. And the new doggy.
Three times a maiden.
These are the most covered songs in history on Sit and Spin.
Number seven.
Imagine there's no heaven.
Gal Gadot.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Now we know John Lennon.
Yes.
Okay, who would cover this?
Imagine there's no heaven.
I could only find Lives.
It's easy if you try.
The crowd is helping.
They are.
No hell.
I don't dislike the song, but when I hear other people cover it, it makes me angry. I feel like John Lennon wrote it, you go like, all right, man, that's your message, do your thing. And then when other people sing it, I'm like, why are you singing this?
Can I tell you who did, though, make me cry with her cover of this song?
Uh-oh. Tori Amos.
Jay Hud, Jennifer Hudson. When she covered this, I was like weeping like a little baby.
I mean, but she's got pipes. I can see how she could like.
Doesn't Perfect Circle cover this?
Country. Maybe.
I hear Imagine in a cover song, that's the one I think of.
Who is
ABC?
This is Queen.
Oh.
Yes.
I never would have got that.
No. Okay. Again.
Sans Freddie Mercury Queen. That was the best one.
What's his name? Who's the guy that came in?
Adam Lambert?
Adam Lambert. Okay. This one was Paul Rogers, though.
Of course it was.
All right. These are the most covered songs in history on Sit and Spin.
Number six.
Oh, God. I've always hated the song, even when I was a kid, right? Like, you watch Wizard of Oz, it's like, dude, shut up. We get it.
This or Annie?
I would take Annie. Annie's all upbeat.
There's a son on the mountain.
You want to slap, but this song pisses me off. And then, are you going to play that ukulele, dude? What?
You nailed it.
God, it's still not good.
But we were saying this has got to be 10 times more popular than
absolutely
the Judy Garland version.
Oh, yeah. How are you going to do a slideshow at a wedding without this?
Thank you.
That's adorable, Ted.
Or a funeral. Or a funeral. Works for
her. Right.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, it can. Because it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
That has some wedding knowledge you're dropping there.
I have seen it way too many times.
These are the most covered songs in history on Sit and Spin.
Number five.
Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself.
This is the Biebs.
I love this song.
Okay, I was gonna say, I don't even know who this is.
Bieber.
All right.
Ted's got the fever for sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, when I went to Crater Lake by myself, this was a popular song.
I learned the lyrics since I heard it. You're looking at nature and listening to Biebs.
Correct.
Huh. So who covered Biebs?
My mama don't like you and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong.
Dua Lipa?
Okay.
Oh, all right. I know. I'm not super familiar. Right. I know the name. I don't know the breadth of her work.
I know her name. I know what she looks like. And it kind of ended there. Like, she just tell me it's her. I'm like, cool. Like, if I meet her, everything you do is great.
Yeah, you're best.
Thrill, you're right. I have extra knowledge about the Bieber song. When he released it, everybody's like, oh, this is about his ex, Selena Gomez. And it's like, Ed Sheeran actually wrote it.
Oh, really?
Oh. So he also
so
dated
was he
Selena
upset
Gomez.
That he dated Selena Gomez?
No, it's like, yeah, right. Go love yourself. So we were like, oh, it must be a diss track. Like, no, it's just a good song.
And Ed Sheeran's probably like, thanks for the credit, right?
Yeah.
These are the most covered songs in history on Sit and Spin.
Number four.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time.
Good idea.
It is. Johnny Cash, everyone knows the Man in Black.
Sure.
And the cover.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine.
Golly.
Our Lord and Savior, Dolly Parton.
Well, she rocks a little more than Jeff.
I love Dolly.
Much
she could
different
sing the
vibe.
Phone book and I would be happy.
Yeah, right. I snort the line.
Come on.
I snort that line.
Dolly Parton and I share a birthday, by the way.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, yeah. We do. January 19th, everybody mark it down.
I share mine with both William Shatner and the late, Alex Trebek.
What's the age difference on that?
Oh, Lord. I don't even know.
20 years, 10 years?
Yeah, something like that.
Most cover songs in history.
Number three.
Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams. Fulfilled.
Oh, man. It just sounds like a song about steak, doesn't it?
Tender, juicy.
Oh, my God.
Beef.
Love me tender.
Yeah, I don't like this song no matter how you present it.
All my dreams fulfilled.
Current artist or?
No.
James Earl Jones.
Is it Julie Andrews? Julie Andrews.
Wow. All
right. Is she still alive? Julie,
I feel like
she's
still
alive. I didn't know, man. I mean, like, when
that's
you say Julie
question.
Andrews, she's what? She's an umbrella lady. What's her face?
Mary Poppins,
yeah. Right.
Love me long.
And Johnny.
Oh, get out of here.
To your heart.
Julie Andrews and Johnny Cash.
Oh, yeah, she's 87.
Wow.
All right.
Get out of here.
I saw her boobs once.
Same age as my grandma. Oh, no, she's 97.
I did.
These are the most covered songs in history on Sit and Spin.
Number three.
Oh, I'm at two.
This is like what I was raised on. I mean, if there's like one song from my childhood, it's Satisfaction by the Stones.
I do remember Devo covering this as a kid.
That is one of them.
No.
Uh-huh.
Right. No.
Yes, we know what you're saying.
Yep.
You know what I say.
Is that Vanilla Ice?
It is.
He's his own hype man.
Nice work.
He couldn't afford a hype man. He's got to do it.
He was just in town.
So maybe a cover is, as long, if you take the chorus, that's a cover. But if you just sample, it's just sampling.
That's my impression.
Yeah.
Right.
But if you, even if you, it's just the chorus, that's technically
a cover. If you
acknowledge
it. Because if you don't, you just get sued.
Yeah.
I think the key is,
right.
You got to call it
call
out.
Call the name.
Call it
Vanilla
out.
Ice knows that.
Exactly.
He's
yes,
learned.
He does. Yeah. Yes, he does. These are the most covered songs in history. Made us number one.
Number one.
Yesterday.
All right,
all
Beatles.
My troubles seem so far.
Great, great movie.
What song? Movie.
Yesterday.
Is that the one where everyone has forgotten that the Beatles existed or something like that?
Yeah, he gets like a head injury and he could sing Beatles songs, but the rest of the world doesn't know.
Okay, it is good.
It's a rom-com.
I'm out.
Oh, I enjoyed it. Mike, you will like it.
Rom-com, are you sure?
No, he gave us the warning. I appreciate it.
I watched it on a plane.
Okay.
Now, Ted, one cover of this was Boys to Men. You remember the Boys to Men cover?
Yeah.
That's not the one we're playing.
All my troubles
old Blue Eyes.
So far away.
All right, Frank. Take it home, Frank.
It's like you would have crawled in to three fingers of bourbon.
Glad you finished that with bourbon.
Thank you for finishing it with bourbon.
Excuse me?
Wow, dude. Wow. Different strokes for different folks, brother.
Yes. Tara Dilly, thank you so much. We'll see you coming up here at 6 o'clock.
You
there
know
you
it.
Go with the most covered songs in history. Coming up, we'll drink and toast with the shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Connect with The Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
Davis Big Dummy, 206-803-ROD.
Hello, Marshall. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hola. Marshall, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober here at work.
All right, Marshall, welcome to Big Dummy. What are you taking on the men's room poll there? Constant flatulence, chronic halitosis, IBS, or cross-eyed?
Cross-eyed.
Cross-eyed. Cross-eyed. Man, okay. Man.
Everybody's taking it.
All right, here's your question. Jennifer Garner and Bradley Cooper both got their big breaks on what TV show?
Is that the Freaks and Geeks?
Nope.
Who was it again?
Jennifer Garner and Bradley Cooper. They were both on the same show together.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. It was
a pretty
Alias.
Good show. Alias. That is correct.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I never heard of that show.
Yeah, it wasn't bad, man. It really wasn't. All right. In what movie does Tom Hanks play a character named Chuck Noland?
Chuck Noll?
Chuck Noland.
God. I thought I'm off on it. Chuck Noland. Oh. That's just in Seattle, maybe?
Castaway.
Castaway.
Chuck Noland.
I didn't know he had a fishing movie.
All right, Marshall. In what city did Anne Frank write her diary?
That Berlin?
Amsterdam.
Amsterdam. Ugh.
Yeah.
What is going on at your job, Marshall?
Sorry, the fork was going by. I'm sorry. I'll move away from it.
All right, the question. What band was the focus of the documentary Rattle and Hum?
I never even heard of that. I have no idea.
Okay.
AC/DC?
U2. Huh.
Oh,
when did that come out? Was it like early 2000s, late 90s?
No, that was probably early 90s.
I mean, it's been a hot minute since I think.
Yeah, because that was Rattle and Hum.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, your question. What does NORAD stand for?
You have a hard question today. I have no idea.
Marshall,
I don't know.
I don't think there's such thing as a hard question for you, man.
Yeah, he's usually one and done. That's a different week.
Hey, none of these questions in my wheelhouse, so, you know. I have no idea.
It would be the North American Air Defense Command.
Why is it NORAD then? Because it sounds like it should be NORAD.
Yeah, a lot of NORAD.
That's what I was trying to get through.
I don't know.
Why do they pronounce
I thought the
it
same
way?
Thing. Like, why do they call it NORAD? Well, like today, I'm looking up something and it said an EKG, right? The electrocardiogram. There's no K anywhere in the word.
Yeah. Interesting. I think we're at question 5, Marshall.
6, I believe.
All right, I'll give you then 6.
Look, keep in mind, Miles is stupid. You're smart, so I'm going to go with you.
I believe you, Marshall.
We believe Marshall more than we believe ourselves. That's correct. Your question. On the TV show Sex and the City, which of the four main characters had a baby? Carrie, Samantha, Charlotte, or Miranda? And yes, I had to look up their
names. Man, I've never even watched that show. I don't know. I'll just be honest. I don't know.
I'll just throw a name out there. You got Carrie, Samantha, Charlotte, or Miranda?
Carrie.
I'll say Miranda.
Miranda.
I was close.
That makes sense. From what I remember that show, she was kind of the least risque one and traditional valued.
Is she the short-haired one? Redhead chick?
No. Oh, Jesus, I don't know. I shouldn't have talked about that show.
Oh, it's too late. You've opened Pandora's box of Sex in the City hate. You idiot! All right, your question. In the nursery rhyme, The Cat and the Fiddle, what runs away with the spoon?
Oh, God. Diddle, 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 the cat and the fiddle. And the not the plate. Not the cow.
Now, the cow ran off of Becky.
Ah, jeez, man. What ran? The fork?
Mouse?
The dish. Come on, man. The fork
dish.
Wasn't into that stuff.
I said plate.
You said plate, but then you pulled back and said, no, it wasn't the plate.
Yeah. Damn it.
All right. What actor is the oldest man to win People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive? Was it Jack Nicholson, Sean Connery, Al Pacino, or Marlon Brando?
Sean Connery.
Yes.
Of course it was.
That is correct. Nice one.
Gave us Big Dummy, 206-803-ROUGH.
Hello, Craig. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Oh, by the way, Ted, somebody here says, Ted is thinking about Charlotte. Charlotte was always prim and proper. You that, dumbass.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know.
Fool.
Craig, are you sober or not sober?
Stupid. Phone dong.
I think he's gone.
I think it just... You got to be kidding me. All right. So we just... All the phone lines just dropped.
Oh, no.
We pulled them up. Yeah.
All right. Well, Ted and I will play. That'll be fun.
Oh, boy. All right.
You know, I'll be one and done, so don't worry about it.
Okay, you guys want to take turns on that? So I'll go to you for our
Miles. Yeah, I'll be one and done.
Let's get it, Montgomery.
All right, game on.
And I'm going in order of the questions.
Yeah.
So you're not going to be one and done, I'm convinced.
Does that mean it's going to be a hard question?
I don't think this is in your wheelhouse.
I see. Then thanks for starting it out with me.
Well, sorry, man. You said you're going to be one and done. So what is the name of the dragon in The Hobbit?
Are you freaking kidding
no,
me?
No, dude, that was the next question.
What is the name of the dragon in your helmet?
Oh, Larry.
Larry the dragon. So close.
All right, one question. All right, give me another one.
Smaug.
Smaug.
Voiced by... He's Doctor Strange. Benedict Cumberbatch. Oh. The actor with the greatest name ever.
I don't have to laugh every time, but I do.
All right, Ted, one for you.
All right.
What is the largest city in Wales?
Cardiff.
Oh.
Did you know the answer to that?
Oh, no.
Dude, that is the order. No, that is the order of that question.
He watches soccer all the time.
Hey, man.
I mean, come on. You give me a Hobbit question?
Mike knows the Hobbit. If I had asked you that, did you hear the question?
No, I did not. What was the question?
The question I asked Miles, what is the name of the dragon in the Hobbit?
It's not a Hobbit, but the dragon was Smaug.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. See?
You Mike knew the largest city in Wales.
Yeah, Cardiff. Who doesn't know that, Miles?
One and done. Hey, Ruth, sometimes you got to hit the ball. Can't just point.
Suck.
Connect with the guys. Find the men's room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the men's room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
All right, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast Gary of somewhere in the United Kingdom. That's all we know. His name is Gary, and he lives in the United Kingdom. No last name, no city of location, just Gary. This is what we know about Gary. Gary is a brand new father. He had a young child only a few weeks ago. Obviously, he's exhausted, but the phone rings off the hook, which if you have a kid... That should be expected. The parents want to check in. The grandparents want to check in. But when he picked up the phone, it was never that. His phone just kept ringing, ringing, ringing all the time. And no one asked about the baby. Instead, they were saying things like, hey, can I get some pork meatballs or fried noodles or prawn crackers? This went on for weeks. Gary could not figure out what was going on. Figured someone had pranked him. But then he pieced it all together. A new Vietnamese restaurant had opened in his neighborhood recently, so they tried to drum up Brit's business by passing out flyers. The problem was there's a pretty bad typo, as in the phone number was misprinted, so instead of calling the Hanoi house, you reach Gary. You just had a kid a few weeks ago, and you ordered pork meatballs, fried noodles, and prawn crackers. Apparently, those are the most popular orders coming in. He finally tracked down this restaurant and said, guys, I think you put my number on the flyer. They realize it. They apologize. They have since taken care of it. But yeah, this guy just...
But people still have those flyers and haven't ordered yet.
That's the
you
problem.
You don't order it right when you get the flyer. You put it in your door and you go, yeah, you know what? Let's try that Thai place tonight.
Right. That's his exact problem. So he's like, look, I know they fixed it. They apologize. But right. Everyone else who's waiting to try the place, they're going to call Gary, who just had a baby boy. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, Jonah.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
Davis Big Dummy, 206-803-ROD.
Hello, Marshall. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hola. Marshall, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober here at work.
All right, Marshall, welcome to Big Dummy. What are you taking on the Men's Room poll there? Constant flatulence, chronic halitosis, IBS, or cross-eyed?
Cross-eyed, man.
Everybody's taking it.
All right, here's your question. Jennifer Garner and Bradley Cooper both got their big breaks on what TV show?
Is that the Freaks and Geeks?
Nope.
Who was it again?
Jennifer Garner and Bradley Cooper. They were both on the same show together.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. It was
It was a pretty good show. Alias. That is correct.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I never heard of that show.
Yeah, it wasn't bad, man. It really wasn't. All right. In what movie does Tom Hanks play a character named Chuck Nolan?
Chuck Noll?
Chuck Nolan.
God, I thought I'm off on this. Chuck Nolan. That's Sleepless in Seattle, maybe?
Castaway.
Castaway.
Chuck Nolan.
I didn't know he had a fishing movie.
All right, Marshall, in what city did Anne Frank write her diary?
Is that Berlin?
Amsterdam.
Amsterdam. Ugh.
Yeah.
What is going on at your job, Marshall?
Sorry, the fork was going by. I'm sorry. I'll move away from this.
All right, the question, what band was the focus of the documentary Rattle and Hum?
I never even heard of that. I have no idea.
Okay.
AC/DC?
U2. Huh.
When did that come out?
Was it like early 2000s, late 90s?
No, that was probably early 90s.
I mean, it's been a hot minute since I think.
Yeah, because that was Rattle and Hum.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, your question. What does NORAD stand for?
You have any of these hard questions today? I have no idea.
Marshall, I didn't...
Hold on, North? No, I don't know.
I don't think there's a such thing as a hard question for you, man.
Yeah, he's usually one and done. That's a different week.
Hey, none of these questions in my wheelhouse, so, I have no idea.
It would be the North American Air Defense Command.
Why is it NORAD, then? Because it sounds like it should be NORAD.
Yeah, why is it NORAD?
That's what I was trying to get through.
I don't know.
Why do they pronounce
I thought the
it
same
way?
Thing. Like, why do they call it NORAD? Well, like today, I'm looking up something, and it said an EKG, right? The electrocardiogram. There's no K anywhere in the word.
Yeah. Hmm. Interesting. I think we're at question five, Marshall.
Six, I believe.
All right, I'll give you then six.
Look, keep in mind, Miles is stupid. You're smart, so I'm going to go with you.
I believe you, Marshall.
We believe Marshall more than we believe ourselves. That's correct. Your question. On the TV show Sex and the City, which of the four main characters had a baby? Carrie, Samantha, Charlotte, or Miranda? And yes, I had to look up their
names. Man, I've never even watched that show. I don't know. I'll just be honest. I don't know.
I'll just throw a name out there. You got Carrie, Samantha, Charlotte, or Miranda?
Carrie.
I'll say Miranda.
Miranda.
I was close.
That makes sense. From what I remember that show, she was kind of the least risque one and traditional valued.
Is she the short-haired one? Redhead chick?
No. Oh, Jesus, I don't know. I shouldn't have talked about that show.
Oh, it's too late. You've opened Pandora's box of Sex in the City hate. You idiot! All right, your question. In the nursery rhyme, The Cat and the Fiddle, what runs away with the spoon?
Oh, God. Diddle-diddle-diddle, the cat and the fiddle, and the foot, not the plate, not the cow.
Now, the cow ran off of Becky.
Ah, jeez, man. The fork?
Mouse?
The dish.
Come on, man. The fork wasn't into that stuff.
I said plate.
But you said plate, you know. But then you pulled back and said, no, it wasn't the plate.
Yeah. Damn it.
All right. What actor is the oldest man to win People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive? Was it Jack Nicholson, Sean Connery, Al Pacino, or Marlon Brando?
Sean Connery.
Yes.
Of course it was.
That is correct. Nice one.
Gave us Big Dummy 206-803 Rush. Show him.
Hello, Craig. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Oh, by the way, Ted, somebody here says, Ted is thinking about Charlotte. Charlotte was always prim and proper. Mm. You dumbass.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know.
Fool.
Craig, are you sober or not sober?
Stupid.
Phone dong.
I think he's gone.
I think it just... You got to be kidding me. All right. So we just... All the phone lines just dropped.
Oh, no.
We pulled them up. Yeah.
All right. Well, Ted and I'll play. That'll be fun.
Oh, boy. All right.
You know, I'll be one and done, so don't worry about it.
Oh. You wanna, okay, you guys want to take turns on the answer? Yeah. I'll go to you for our
mile. Yeah, I'll be one and done.
Let's get it, Montgomery.
All right, game on.
And I'm going in order of the questions.
Yeah.
So you're not going to be one and done. I'm convinced.
Does that mean it's going to be a hard question?
I don't think this is in your wheelhouse.
I see. Thanks for starting it out with me.
Well, sorry, man. You said you're going to be one and done. So what is the name of the dragon in The Hobbit?
Are you freaking kidding
no,
me?
No, dude, that was the next question.
What is the name of the dragon in your Hobbit?
Oh, Larry.
Larry the dragon. So close.
All right, one question. All right, give me another one.
Smaug.
Smaug.
Voiced by... He's Doctor Strange. Benedict Cumberbatch. Oh. The actor with the greatest name ever.
I don't have to laugh every time, but I do.
All right, Ted, one for you.
All right.
What is the largest city in Wales?
Cardiff.
Oh.
Did you know the answer to that?
Oh, no.
Dude, that is the order. No, that is the order of that question.
He watches soccer all the time.
Hey, man.
I mean, come on. You give me a Hobbit question?
Mike knows the Hobbit. If I had asked you that, did you hear the question?
No, I did not. What was the question?
The question I asked Miles, what is the name of the dragon in the Hobbit?
It's not a Hobbit. The dragon was Smaug.
Yeah, oh, exactly. Yeah. See?
You Mike knew the largest city in Wales.
Yeah, Cardiff. Who doesn't know that, Miles?
One and done. Hey, Ruth, sometimes you got to hit the ball. Hey. You can't just point.
Suck.
Connect with the guys. Find the men's room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the men's room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
All right, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast Gary of somewhere in the United Kingdom. That's all we know. His name is Gary, and he lives in the United Kingdom. No last name, no city of location, just Gary. This is what we know about Gary. Gary is a brand new father. He had a young child only a few weeks ago. Obviously, he's exhausted, but the phone rings off the hook, which if you have a kid, that should be expected. The parents want to check in. The grandparents want to check in. But when he picked up the phone, it was never that. His phone just kept ringing, ringing, ringing all the time. And no one asked about the baby. Instead, they were saying things like, hey, can I get some pork meatballs or fried noodles or prawn crackers? This went on for weeks. Gary could not figure out what was going on, figured someone had pranked him. But then he pieced it all together. A new Vietnamese restaurant had opened in his neighborhood recently, so they tried to drum up Brit's business by passing out flyers. The problem was there's a pretty bad typo, as in the phone number was misprinted, so instead of calling the Hanoi house, you reach Gary. You just had a kid a few weeks ago, and you ordered pork meatballs, fried noodles, and prawn crackers. Apparently, those are the most popular orders coming in. He finally tracked down this restaurant and said, guys, I think you put my number on the flyer. They realize it. They apologize. They have since taken care of it. But yeah, okay. This guy
doesn't have a baby. But people still have those flyers and haven't ordered yet.
That's the
you
problem.
You don't order it right when you get the flyer. You put it in your drawer and you go, yeah, you know what? I wanna, let's try that Thai place tonight.
Right. That's his exact problem. So he's like, look, I know they fixed it. They apologize. But right, everyone else who's waiting to try the place, they're going to call Gary, who just had a baby boy. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, Arizona.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.